Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Time for Savvy Tips from Marianne. One of the things they said to me when I started this job was just have fun. And I get that. I like it when I hear people on the radio having fun. Then I have fun. But actually doing that is easier said than done, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But Bob, seriously, we're going to talk about how important fun is today. But most people do not have a job on the radio. So it's not about just having fun on the radio. You know, it's about having fun like IRL, like in real life. You know, it can have a huge positive impact on your health and on your well-being. And wait till you hear how. Wait till you hear what the benefits are.
Well, yeah, and that's the problem, having fun in real life. We all want to have fun. We know it feels good. And we need to know how you actually do it, though.
Yeah, I mean, well, there are a lot of ways to do it. But I just thought it was really interesting because recently I went to the holistic doctor that we go to. We go to both, by the way, just to, you know, don't want to scare anybody. We go to the holistic doctor. We go to the regular doctor, you know, for blood work and checkups and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I see the regular guy, Dr. Vinny Bumbatz, and the holistic guy.
Who's that?
You don't. I got to introduce you to my doctor. Go ahead.
Okay, but anyway, I was talking to him, and he was saying that the number one prescription that he gives to people is to go and have more fun in their lives, and that most people say, "What? Like, I don't have any fun in my life. I don't even know how to have fun." And he talks about how important this is. I mean, it's about having fun the way children and dogs have fun, like being just absolutely carefree, because our childlike wonder seems to go away when we grow older and we face responsibilities.
So you're going to give me a teddy bear and a dog bone?
No, but let's talk about the benefits. How about that? The benefits of having fun. I mean, it is just so important. All right. So here are a few. One of them, it reduces stress. When you're having fun and laughing, you get these feel-good hormones released into your body. So cortisol levels go down, which lessens the chance of high blood pressure, diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. Don't you just feel it when you're having fun? Like a weight is off your shoulders?
I feel the oxytocin surging through my body.
Yes. You get better quality of sleep, which maybe I didn't get a lot of sleep last night, so maybe I didn't have enough fun yesterday. So less cortisol and more feel-good hormones, such as serotonin, means that you get improved sleep quality and less racing thoughts at night and sounder sleep. Again, that was not the case with me last night.
Try to have more fun tonight.
I know. Increased creativity. Your imagination gets going when you're having fun, and you can learn a task quicker if you're relaxed. Also, it keeps you feeling youthful. When you're having fun, you go back to keeping that childlike wonder about yourself. I think that there are people that, seriously, if you examine them, it's not that their skin looks better. It's not that their bodies look better. It's just that their attitudes seem young, right?
It shows.
That makes you younger, yeah. Okay, so the other thing is improved social skills. When you choose to have fun, you probably won't do it alone. So when you're with other people, it can lessen social anxiety in the long run and build confidence over time. Two more. One is better memory. Lower cortisol levels mean more headspace and a clearer mind. Also, when you're having fun, you're more present, Bob. That is like my number one complaint against you, not being present enough. I think it's because you're not having enough fun. I don't know.
What'd you say? I wasn't paying attention.
Exactly. You do things automatically, like instead of thinking about them. And, you know, that you need to be more present. We all do. I need to be more present, too. I don't think I'm present enough either, by the way.
Well, I think you're present a lot.
You just think I'm a present, right?
And your presence is present. Yeah. Yeah. Go, and one more.
All right, one more. More energy and increased productivity. When you're having fun, you decrease negative emotions such as depression, stress, and anxiety, which are all mentally and physically draining. Plus, the increased energy helps prevent burnout. So let's have more fun together, right? And do you want to know what to do?
Give us a few things the experts suggest.
Okay, like, you know, you can have this. You would hate this, but have weekly game nights with family and friends. I love games. I swear I need to be around people who love games, because I love games. You hate games. But it gives you an opportunity to be social and silly and fun. All right. Have fun outdoors when it's not too cold. You know, by that I mean like sports, games, or even having a picnic. One thing I want to do when it warms up in Chicago, I want to start checking out like walking tours so I can learn and have fun and be outdoors at the same time. It, you know, instead of just like, oh, let's go to a restaurant and eat. I mean, that's really fun too, but that's all we do.
What about that forest preserve path I found that will lead right to Superdog?
Yes, that one. We should do that. And, you know, you can also have just fun nights with friends and coworkers. Karaoke, Bob. Bowling. Mini golf. Dancing. What else can I think of? I don't know.
Let's see here. Yeah, I don't mind karaoke. I like bowling. Mini golf. I don't know about dancing, though.
You don't mind karaoke?
No, I have to be in the mood.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
As long as it's a song I like.
Okay. I'm going to hold you to that.
Let's get to the Savvy Planet website now. And if you get on there and you subscribe, you can get free recipes sent to your inbox all the time. Like?
Well, just once a week you get a recipe sent to you, which is very convenient, so you don't have to just keep going to it. But like, how about this? Crispy garlic sweet potato wedges. There's something that I crave, I think, almost every day of my life. They look like big French fries. They're super easy to throw together. And if anybody out there makes it, please get back to me and tell me how they came out, because I love them super crunchy. Bob loves them not so crunchy, so I make them in the middle. But I'd love some feedback on that.
SavvyPlanet.com. Marianne, have a fun weekend.
I will, Bob. You too. I hope we can have some fun together.
You never know.